Here comes the sun, doo-doo-doo-doo. Here comes the sun, and I say, it's alright. Little darling, it's been a long, cold, lonely winter. Little darling, it feels like years since it's been here. Here comes the sun, doo-doo-doo-doo. Here comes the sun. It's all right.
Welcome everyone to another edition of Community in Depth. That theme music is for our friend Carrie Gore, who is the director of the Hastings Area Community Education Programs. But you know what? She is not here today, and she has sent two wonderful people to explain a partnership that we have with the community out of Hastings. And we want to welcome to KDWA Shane Mueller. He's a transitions coordinator with the Great Rivers Adult Education Consortium. We also want to welcome Susie Evans. She's a program manager with Great Rivers Adult Education Consortium. And we are just so happy to chat it up with both of you and find out what is new and what is going on. How have you been?
It's a pandemic, but I'm doing all right. How about you, Shane?
I am doing very well. Thank you for asking, Mo.
Well, I'm so glad. You know, I have not talked to you both about the consortium for a long time, but I'm very interested for our listeners to have a little bit of a background about what the Great Rivers Adult Education Consortium is and who it encompasses. Who would like to tell us, please?
I can do a quick review of that. We are a consortium of two, South Washington County and Hastings Community Education. So both of those programs, we program in all of the areas and try to serve both communities equally. We are free programming for adults. So we say at no cost to you. So right now in our area, we're running virtual classes, but we're trying to find adults who have English as a second language, adults who are looking for more skills to gain employment or better themselves at their current job. We have GED testing services at Tilden here in Hastings, and we can offer an adult diploma if maybe you took a Kirby path and you're coming back to finish your high school diploma. We can help with that. In addition, we have workplace skills. We have we program at Dakota County Jail. We run their education programming there. So part of that is to just remind our community that we would love to serve you. We have new classes coming up for trimester three starting in March. So if you're looking for something, we have the free classes listed on the Hastings Community Ed website. And then one of the pieces that we wanted to talk a little bit about is partnering in Hastings and how we can serve our community with some free classes.
I guess I am curious to know how this partnership with South Washington County came about in the first place, because it certainly is, two heads are better than one, isn't it?
It is. You know, Minnesota is broken into many different consortiums, and there is very rare to have a consortium of one, and both Hastings and Sowashko, we were both consortiums of one, so this is allowed us to create new programming, better funding sources, and to cover more area and serve more people just with a different structure.
Tell us a little bit about how you have reached out in the past, not only to this area, but also you cover what, like Cottage Grove, Newport, St. Paul Park, Woodbury, Afton, Denmark, Great Cloud Island.
We have people coming from Red Wing all over the place to have free classes. Part of the motion is we just try to find people who need us. And so word of mouth is obviously our best friend. We partner with our area high schools and middle schools and school district, anybody who, you know, early childhood, who have people that may need our free programming. For example, we really are trying to get our adults and our parents and guardians who do not speak English in the home to enroll in our programming, so that we may assist them in understanding the school district and the school system and how to support their children at home. So right now we're working with the EL teachers in the Hastings, and we work with Mike Johnson and some of the wonderful people in our school district, especially Carrie Gore, trying to get the word out to find people who might need us. And that's what we do in South Washington County, too.
So the fact that a lot of people maybe have been held back in some regard because they don't have the education that they need, really you're there to help people, and the things that you can offer are free. Is that correct?
That is. And then, Shane, do you want to talk a moment about our partnerships with both of our career forces?
Yeah, right. I mean, exactly. And I think one of the important distinctions that we always try to make with the people that we serve, and Susie mentioned it a minute ago, is we like to use the terminology no cost to our participants, because, you know, when you think of free, you think of, you know, you get what you pay for. And we really are offering high quality programming at no cost to the people that take our classes. We do have quite established partnerships with the Career Force locations in Cottage Grove and Woodbury as well. We have established Pathways to Prosperity partnerships with both of those sites, and we've been working with them, you know, hand in hand for the past 8 or 9 years. Susie is on the Workforce Development Board there. I serve as a member on one of the community subcommittees. We're really focusing on working with the community and really developing those partnerships with like-minded stakeholders to serve the community, whether it's helping people retain jobs, whether it's helping them get promotions, you know, upping their skills so they don't feel lost in this, you know, 21st century workplace. You know, and really we try to put an emphasis on high quality programming, supporting our participants with partnerships.
When you say you've been helping people move forward with getting a high school education versus a GED, are those the same thing?
They really are. The GED is the equivalent of a high school diploma. So there's no distinction whether you're going to go to a two-year community college, you're going into a job. We have a lot of gifted and talented students who are not doing well with this pandemic. And so we do some pre-testing with them to make sure this is the right route, but we just want that credential in their pocket for whatever comes next.
And how have you been able to still offer programming during the pandemic?
I have a creative crew,
mm-hmm.
and we have found that some of our programming has actually been enhanced by creating these opportunities. Our parents are no longer held back by no transportation or no childcare. We're working with them. They're doing the virtual learning. We can meet with them, and we have computers that we can loan out to them. So we've actually increased programming with the pandemic because they aren't trying to get from one place to another with no transportation. And we're not, and if the kids walk by and join, that's even better because we're learning English together. So, and for our other GED diploma students and people that are working with Shane on Microsoft Office skills, you know, we create classes morning, afternoon, and evening and try to find the people that need those additional times or different shift work that they're doing. So we have been able to increase programming, and we're not fighting for space. And that's a little trickiness of community ed. We're always looking for space to hold programming. So if anyone out there has a mansion that they want to let us use, that would be great. But we've broken down some of those boundaries, which has worked well.
I bet. So that's a success story. What are some individual success stories of people that have come through your program?
Oh, gosh. Right now, some of our adult English as second language learners have really gotten the spark to join healthcare organizations. Like, they're interested in CNA jobs. But once they have their English skills in an advanced method enough, you know, to apply for jobs, we have several employers who are working with us part of the interview process to help them become employed. And one of our students just was recognized after her first full year of work at an assisted living facility, and they were giving her a $1,000 bonus for being such a wonderful employee. So it's just those pieces that when they reach back out and say, I couldn't have done this without my English teacher and all my friends in my class who supported me, and you know, they started not speaking the same language, and then they became a family. Those are the pieces that are so successful.
So what current classes do you have right now?
English is a second language classes for all levels. We have the GED prep. We have diploma. We have a cooking, international cooking class that we're going to do virtually that will focus on numeracy and literacy skills. We have pronunciation. And then, Shane, can you talk about what you teach currently?
Yeah, definitely. So one of the other, some of the other classes we're offering, we do offer Microsoft Office courses, and those meet several times a week for a couple hours. People are really focusing on developing those productivity software skills. We are also re-upping our partnerships with InTech Plastics out of Hastings and Renewal by Anderson in Cottage Grove, and we're really focusing on workplace success skills with those, with a focus on manufacturing. So within those classes, we are looking at things like using people from those companies that are in the human resources department, that are in safety managers, that are in payroll, that work in benefits. A lot of us take for granted that, you know, we just understand what a lot of these departments within a corporate setting do. But if your first language is not English, you know, understanding the healthcare system is hard enough as it is if you do speak English. But when you have that, you know, added barrier of English as a second language or limited English proficiency, it's even a larger barrier. Understanding, you know, getting people to understand, you know, how and when they need to call in if they're calling in sick. Understanding that a lot of these companies that we work with offer retirement benefits and they do 401k matching. And, you know, if an employee puts just a little bit of money from their weekly check or their biweekly check, the company is going to give them additional funds to help invest for their, you know, for their longevity of their career with that company. And so it's really focusing on bringing in people that work within that company in the different departments and then having them kind of present their ideas, their content that they are knowledgeable in to their workers and getting to actually sit down and chat with the workers in a different setting. So it's not just, you know, they're working on the floor, we're working in an office. It's getting to know them as people. And that's, you know, that's a very, very rewarding opportunity for everyone.
I bet it is. You mentioned InTech Plastics, and I know that you have had a partnership with them in the past, but you want to continue and you want to reach out to other companies. Can you tell us what the background is on that, please?
Yeah, you know, we started working with InTech about 2.5 years ago, I think it's been now. And it, you know, it started as, you know, we wanted to see what they did, what they offered. I went, sat down for a week with Joel Rohde, who is the development and training manager there. And I went through their complete training program and, you know, got a feel of what it looks like. And so from there, we developed curriculum that we went in, every Saturday for a couple months, and we would work with their non-native speaking employees. And again, like I said, we focused on developing, like working with scenarios, developing a better understanding of their health, you know, of their healthcare benefits, of their retirement benefits, of calling in to their supervisors, you know, if they're going to be sick, how to book a vacation if they're going to take vacation. Mm-hmm. And so we've been working with them for the last couple years. We've also done a program with DEED. It's a manufacturing pathway through the Pathways to Prosperity. And InTech and Renewal by Anderson are our partners on that as well. And we are starting our second year on that program. That's coming up in June. So June 7th to August 6th is that new partnership. And again, that's going to be no cost to the people that participate. It's going to be Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 12 p.m. is going to be, you know, in-person or virtual learning. And then after that, they're going to be required to to participate in some online learning modules as well that they don't have to be, you know, clocking seat time for. But then once they're done with that program, they'll qualify for the Certified Production Technician Certificate, which is a recognized credential in the manufacturing industry, that they'll be able to use that tool and go out and find jobs, you know, hopefully with Renewal and InTech, but they'll be able to use that to market themselves to manufacturing companies to help, you know, advance their careers.
It's amazing all the inroads that you have with some of these companies and how it can help people. So if there's somebody listening that says, gosh, I know of somebody or I myself might be interested, what would they do? What's their first step, please?
They could just call our office at 425-6634, and that's 651-425-6634, and we can talk to them about what they're looking for. If there's a company that might be listening, and let's say they have a pool of employees who perhaps need to upskill, and let's say it's in Microsoft Excel, and that's something that we can provide and work with companies. The best pieces right now with InTech and Renewal is that they are just celebrating the cultural diversity at their businesses. They're understanding that people from coming from Burma are coming to the U.S. to Hastings, and that's a very different culture, and understanding how to be successful at work, learning some of the vocabulary, the signs, the safety, some of the numeracy and the math that they need to know, all of those pieces. Plus essential skills like how to talk to your supervisor if you make a mistake. All of those pieces are wonderful things that we are partnering with these businesses to teach their current employees. So they want to keep their employees, and we want to find more businesses where we could be partner with so that we can keep good workers in our area and help people in our area find jobs.
So again, that phone number is 651-425-6634. Thank you so much, both of you, for filling us in about all the good things going on with the Great Rivers Adult Education Consortium. Our guests today were Shane Mueller and Susie Evans, and you are listening to another edition of Community in Depth on AM 1460 and FM 97.7 KDWA in Hastings.
Here comes the sun, tootin' tootin'. Here comes the sun, and I say, it's all right.